This is Horsepower, thoroughbred racing news from GoHorsepower.com. This weekend, the Dubai World Cup, 2006 Breeders' Cup Classic champion and horse of the year, Invisor, sought to avenge his only losing race, which happened last year against Discreet Cat in Dubai's UAE Derby. Back in the U.S., on the 2007 Kentucky Derby Trail, the Florida Derby, the final prep race for last year's Derby winner Barbaro, was the stage for an ultra-competitive field, including Fountain of Youth winner Scat Daddy, Stormello, plus Risen Star winner Notional, and upcoming Michael Matz trainee Cheloquee. On this episode, we'll recap races for the weekend of Saturday, March 31st, and Sunday, April 1st. Saturday, at Nad Al Sheba Racecourse in Dubai, the world's richest race, the $6 million World Cup, headlined the climax to the 2007 Dubai Racing Carnival. Five-year-old Invisor, Uruguay's 2005 and America's 2006 Horse of the Year winner, entered the Group 1 World Cup with only one loss and 11 career starts. That loss suffered in the Group 2 UAE Derby last year, where he finished fourth. The winner of that race, Discreet Cat, was back in Dubai to enter the 2007 World Cup undefeated in six starts. Invisor and Discreet Cat traded places as betting favorites until post-time, with King's Cup winner and third place to Invisor and last year's Breeders' Cup Classic, Premium Tap, the third choice. It would be a thrilling duel between the Horse of the Year and a gutsy foe to win the world's richest race.
Racing in the Dubai World Cup. Premium Tap and 40 Licks both a little slow to go, and Candidate not showing a great deal of speed. Japan's Vermilion began very quickly. Bullish Luck began well, and Invisor, and there is Premium Tap. Premium Tap is now bursting out of the pack and running to the lead. Vermilion is second at the 1700 metres mark. 40 Licks moves around the outside to chase Premium Tap, and Bullish Luck will settle fourth. A half length away, Invisor travelling a little deep. Candidate is second last, and Discreet Cat on the fence, ahead away at the tail of the field as they go past the 1400 metres mark. Premium Tap the leader by a half length. 40 Licks is second. A length and a half to Bullish Luck, who's third and covering a little extra ground. Followed by Invisor, who's now taking closer order. Moving up three deep, he's within a length and a half of the pace. Vermilion on the rail. Candidate is second last, and Discreet Cat is a length away, last of the seven, as they go past the 1,000 metres mark. Premium Tap showing the way down the side of the track. Invisor has now gone up to second. He's a half length off the lead. 40 Licks is third as they travel down the side. Candidate is wide going forward. Vermilion is on the fence coming to the bend. Frankie has Discreet Cat on the outside, and Bullish Luck now drops back to the tail when heads are turned for home, and they look at a big, big prize. Premium Tap in front. Invisor on the outside is going up to close the gap. They're two and a half lengths clear of Bullish Luck, who's gone to third. Then Vermilion. Discreet Cat's on the outside. He's under the whip. Invisor lays it down to Premium Tap. 220 metres left to go. Invisor puts his head in front. Premium Tap battles back. They're a mile in front. Invisor, Premium Tap, they're having a battle. Invisor's superb is now going home the better. And Invisor is too good. He drew away. He won by two lengths to Premium Tap. Bullish Luck, 8 lengths away running third. Then came Vermilion, 40 lengths. Candidate and Discreet Cat was last of the seven in the 2007 Dubai World Cup.
Invisor won the Group 1 Dubai World Cup by 2 lengths, avenging his only career loss and vanquishing Discreet Cat's reputation as the only horse who ever beat him. Premium Tap was second, with third place Bullish Luck and the rest of the field far behind, and Discreet Cat finding his first career defeat in last place. The 1¼-mile race was won in 1:59.97 seconds, the second fastest time in history for 2,000 meters. Invisor, owned by Shadwell Stables, is trained by Kieran McLaughlin and his jockeys Fernando Jara. Argentine bred, Invisor won Uruguay's Triple Crown and Horse of the Year honors before his 2006 campaign in America, winning the Breeders' Cup Classic over Bernardini and Premium Tap last season. Invisor captured the 2006 Horse of the Year honors from the American-based Eclipse Awards. On Sunday, it was announced that Discreet Cat had been examined and diagnosed with a respiratory tract infection that may have caused him discomfort. However, Discreet Cat was also examined earlier in the week before the World Cup, and no abnormalities were found. Earlier on the World Cup card, Japanese colt Admire Moon took over the turf at Nad Al Sheba, winning the 1 1/8 mile Group 1 Dubai Duty Free by about half a length over rallying long shot Lingari from Ireland. Daiwa Major, also from Japan, was third. California Horse of the Year Lava Man tracked the pace-setting Iridescence from second throughout most of the race, but was overtaken by the field as the final turn drew into the stretch. Lava Man was eased and finished last. In this year's UAE Derby, heavy favorite Asiatic Boy left foes in his wake on Saturday, winning the Group 2 event by nearly 10 lengths, and winning the UAE Triple Crown at the same time. Although Asiatic Boy was a heavy favorite, Exacta bettors picked up value with long shots Jack Jr. and Adil in the exotics. Asiatic Boy is trained by Michael de Kock and piloted by Wei Chong Marwing. The 4-year-old Not For Sale colt now has 4 consecutive wins at Nad Al Sheba. The UAE Derby makes Asiatic Boy the first winner of the UAE Triple Crown. Back in the States at Florida's Gulfstream Park, fresh off of nosing Stormello out of the Fountain of Youth Stakes, Scat Daddy won the $1 million 1 1/8 mile Florida Derby. The margin of victory was 1 1/4 lengths. Risen Star winner Notional, trained by Doug O'Neill, was second in the Grade 1 Stakes, and Michael Matt's trainee Cellokey was game for third. Stormello finished fourth. The final time for the mile and an eighth was 1:49 flat. Stormello set the pace again, leading most of the way until Scat Daddy took over in the stretch. With Stormello tiring, Notional drove a strong second in the stretch, as Cellokey looked like he could get by him. Anthony Schimetti saddled winner Scat Daddy for trainer Todd Pletcher, who was in Dubai for World Cup races. Edgar Prado was on board, making it his second consecutive Florida Derby victory. Prado won last year on Barbaro. Sunday at Santa Anita, winning by 5 lengths in her graded debut and only her second race, 3-year-old filly Magnificence set a new record time for the Grade 3 Santa Paula Stakes. With Victor Espinoza on board, Magnificence's winning time of 1:46.61 seconds for 6.5 furlongs is only less than a second behind Son of a Pistol's track record of 1:13.71, set in 1998. Second favorite Coco Bell was overcome late by Swiss Diva, who finished a length ahead of third place in the small field. Magnificence, who won her debut by 6.5 lengths on March 11th, looks like a Kentucky Oaks prospect, but her next start is unknown. This coming weekend, on the Road to the Roses, it's the last month of prep races for next month's Kentucky Derby. Next weekend is headlined by the Santa Anita Derby, the Wood Memorial at Aqueduct, and the Illinois Derby at Hawthorne. Nobiz Like Showbiz and Circular Key are expected for the Wood, King of the Roxy and Buona Bull are expected for the Santa Anita Derby, with Cowtown Cat going for the Illinois Derby, and Summer Doldrums will run in either the Wood Memorial or the Illinois Derby. For more information, upcoming races, recent winners, useful links to replays and news reports, plus a discussion forum, visit GoHorsePower.com, the free online community for horse racing fans. GoHorsePower.com.